The Poetry of Myron Wynne Evans. Englynion of the Months. January. Cold and white, silent the heathland, cold by day, cold on darkness without flowering. Suddenly the eagle's challenge, on day's aspect long night descends. February. Under the moon-winged poverty, evil comes with the wind and its howling. Black leaping of the dusky wing, life's plough is overheavy. March. The surface of cold March's soil is a knife, a cell of moonless poverty. The snow spits on the world, on the field below, on the shiver-cold month. April. An omen lights on the bare mountains of Snowdonia, on the cold snow of old day. On a cold face on a white soil, summer lights and darkness flees. May. May's cheek is green and fair, the lovely tree grows beneath the sky. Heavy dying is ebbing, sleepy bush dresses merrily. June. Hay harvest in gold-laden day of summer, deep in overfull warmth, blessed and fulsome, succulent mead on the peat. July. Like a wave a thousand wings, like blackness in the blazing light of summer day, sound and merriment, hunting sap, fair game and perennial gathering. August. A nest hides in the white wheat, the scythe threatens the flowers. He flies in fright above the hill, golden his source, cold his ending. September. September's blackberries are silent, in his sleep, in his own shadow, gentle world of the cattle barn, heather under black baran. October. Fern in flesh, rusty biting on the coal grains of a mute railway, gathering. Burn the memories to avoid them. Today comes from yesterday's roots. November. Slate and stone and dust of wall, this wall from rock of labor, above the hurt you built your era, from winter's pain, the pure summer. December. Now the sun strikes the dawn with virtue and luster, generous comfort, a feast for December's child, taste of day shatters night. The Long Winter. Narrow blackness of the hard day, without its sun, without merriment, warmth arrive. Warmth and growth and grace abounding, I drink my mead, summer come. The Great City. Flow of chaos, bright colors, the instant of a leaping day clothed in gold. So narrow is the heart, black in the water beneath the wave. The Curlew. The rainbow, a cold and mighty arch, over the curlew the sound of his timepiece, a color enchantment, savor and sound of the old hour. The New Lamb. On the long furrow, his legs pound the fine soil, leaping. Great happiness, hunting light, over the peat he goes wild. The Coal Miner. Dust pours from the fiery cauldron in his pain, in his pain, in his harsh pain, he combs the dark sound as the pick runs along the seam. The Moon. The moon's brow of a moorland, silent inspiration from the heaven that bore it, the stars are frightened, dawn, a fair cradle, nets them. The Mushroom. A shiver as I meet it, a sharpness like the white swan's neck, silent grey is the colour of its pride, the dumb earth, mushroom's abode. Light after rain. Bloody moorland, a snail slithers and burns the moment. The rain has gone, the gorse shines, the sun's slow light on the hilltop. Refugee, for Edvard Kluck Katowice. Ugly betrayal by brothers. Imprisonment. The assault in December. Freezing water cut his soul. From yesterday's hunting there will come the sun. The ruin. The roof slates and wall are dumb. The old rock, the shell, this from your labor. Your summer's pines, your pure summer's pasture, the flower under the scythe. The river. Sound of water, a soothing enchantment, on the bedrock made of mountains' contentment, the sun leaps like a needle. A river runs swiftly on the stone. The old miner. He holds darkness in his hands. A short life under silent starry spirit, a banner of light nearby, and under their world, black in dust. The nature of mankind. Fervent scar on rounded shield, his plough across a charming planet, his ugly aspect on this firmament carving a jagged furrow. Light after rain. Heavy rain on fragrant peat, pouring on the warmth of an afternoon. Gold will arrive, a fulfillment of colors made of cold water, able only to soak. Pneumo. A beard of coal in his guts, and draw in his lungs the corruption. In his moorland summer he drinks this mead of hard dust under the hillside. Elegy for his father. The peaceful clan hides the youngling. Let grey shadow be under white flowers. The little shepherd on a hook was fed deceit, dark and binding. Coal and dirt your cradle's clay, false promise was your cell. I sing praise for your poverty. Sullen peace for the black collier. The ancient crows on aspect of hills, in the clan the light dims. A snail under a black leaf, cold material, iron in it. In memory sleeps everything. In the stone here in place. The sullen boy among crosses and in grace sleeps today in apt peace. He was great. He was a bastion. Blessed his memory in the heathland. He was generous of sunlight's mead. His spirit now whispers in the void. The brave, strong spirit. The great oak, among heather, a wall of wood. Great man of the gods' making he was. Born of golden cloud and valleys, great his virtue, his memory dawns. His life's aspect dwells in me. The sunset. Savage scar on round shield, fervent, wasteful enemy. A sea of blood on silent greyness, flash of the setting sun, his sharp sword had a feast. The edge burns in crimson flood, and he leaves in chains the great grace, the day, the fair warmth. Great anger of the burning hour, its pouring descending cold. On a sullen earth the plough beats. The harrow gives no comfort, and night's aspect nears. Desolate blackness, aspects of sorrow, angry sun whose grail is a curse on the sea and on the dead. In redness ends today. In sunset and its fury and color. Abavan. Refrain from Gwalior Deserta. Idris Davies, the miner's poet. We are crushed who now lie in this sultry grave in the dark mountain's heart. Now forever we are stilled. An earth, an age apart. And who robbed the miner? Cry the grim bells of Blina. Man's black hand is evil on our brow. The slurry and the sword cut deep for us, the prey. In this indifferent soil now the morning blind mists weep. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. The spared have heard the valley roar, a shadow deathly psalm. They claw in horror at the shroud of coal. Still we the dead lie calm. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. The blue scarred hold us as we bleed. Take us as the carrion. The burning eyes, the burning sun are blind, for now the day is done. Oh, what can you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. In the damp winter air. In the damp winter air, a bare latticed willow frames the lair. The noon-dark valley with the red shoulder of the dead mine owner. No dumping of rubbish to the green flowing stream from Clydach, Merthyr Colliery, Cregola Seam, bubbling on its ancient bedrocks by order of the National Coal Board. Rusting ferns on a dusty Christmas day adorn an old lung shaft that a death ago drew spring's life to a catacomb. The rain pools tremble with the ghostly wind, mirroring a purple wreath. A rusty skeleton with corrugated bones is enthroned in exploitation's rotting corpse. The pay office is bricked up, rent in grey lament, bitter toil, primordial strife, a ruin. The tram rope is a gallows in the packed path of death's grim domain, timbering rules. Faded on the bone, whisper windy defiance. The old cross-sower is burned in the wood. A low god breathes dust, beware of the engine that carried him here. The willows mourn his mortality. His soul is at sea. For all that. We are one with the wind and laughing earth. Eternity smiles in our image and carries us from the prison of mortality. In the snowdrifts near Bow Street, Duffith. The highways are quiet, trees, horizons, pearls, the moon, night's icy wizard, astound all things mechanical. The straight, unyielding path that rushes for the dawn like a bull at the steel is buried thickly in snow. Cold draws its own circle, woven on a delicate cloth, and the bull road, sleep-drunk, floats to the ground in snowdrifts. A perfect enchantment, the bull sinks into the drugged sword, welcomed warmly by the white matador. Inos ai Harianrod. I saw eternity the other night, like a great ring of pure and endless light, all calm as it was bright. The Night and Her Silver Ring. This whirlpool freezes your last drowning second. Eternity on tongue, queueth, tear of water. The silver ring beckons, on a black tip of coal nearby. The mountains are cold and distant, terrible and eternal in the fierce light. Pisa, March 1982. I have vanished like dew between the hills of masonry, stony ages, cloud that gravely promised a journey with the Arno, quietly to frail old age, to the slow far distant horizon, to flow away from yesterday, whose water struck the rock with vigour, and sculpted children, as man and wife. The half-fallen tower is man the miracle maker, seeding after floods the fruit of his skill. Gloria Mundis on its banks, the river of his ages flows around his stony shield, and the vacuum of night strikes home on the black and frenzied earth. The works of man are illustrious cave-born dreams, a brief firmament to the quiet Arno, lapping in its ancient waters the morning's dew. The stones are dust in her arms, the gentle river bears to the sea the first hills of Pisa. In the laboratory. Here, safely locked away, a man in white is declaiming on a very careful, controlled beat. Hesitantly, almost blindly in the heart of night, what used to be just stubbornness became easy playing with formulae. And when those big guns fire, and powerful new weaponry, dirty fists, hit the children of our world, he and nature lie content in mute confession. Minor strike. Accompanied by an old lie, every salaried man Jack keeps his face shut, is a fox intent on deceit. He obscures himself, is blind at a kingly distance in the court, master of that fool called destiny, but in his castle, summer freezes. The brave warrior is ensnared. In beating at the walls grain by grain, his being turns dust to dust. Viva, viva! April 1982. March haired madly in a great storm. April's idols have war in them. Their flesh drawn in steel of great warships welcomes in the new day on the doorstep they rightfully call theirs. In their bones lies murky hatred, a marrow of unfinished business. Their bodies innocently thrash the waves. The waves are bitter, steal the waters of she whose tears break on lonely patriotic islands. Listen, viva, viva! New widow screams on faces of our dry and barren dreams, a dead and grey complexion. The Square Mile. In memory of Thomas Ilim Jones, Craig Kevin Park, his grandfather. The sun on Mynydd y Gwair, thousands of shining measures, to his loom I'll take the day's warmth, of soil he'll weave the wool cloth gold. Threaded in river water, life flashes eternally, day's instants in the stream, fragments of his rising dawn. I hear now summer's children laughing in their winter cold, grey rags, poverty, flash in harmony. Vivid infinity beckoning hill, I feel the daylight glow, this ancient land is mother, and the cum her firstborn cradle. My winding sheet lies over me, a cold rock arches over me, encaged in woven cold, threads of blackest coal. But I am free of master coal, and the great blue arch of day breathes life into me, once more the mountain air. Arm in arm with summer and dressed in finery, my spirit freely wanders, my soil my cloth of gold. To the coal miner of black gold. Warm-hearted youth of summer, in spring's old dusty winter, black shepherd of the coal seam, hooked like pig meat on a beam, in his greed ravaged country whose hillsides choke bloodily, whose burden of sodden sheep dream corruption in their sleep, bears black centuries of poor dressed in the rags of folklore. Dreams of truth and sustenance framed in golden elegance, prisoners of drunken time, eulogies of filth and grime, cloak of thousand stones he wears, frosted echoes of the years, songs and myths and mysteries buried in his tidal seas, croaks of crows are piercing black soldiers dimly marching for his psalm, time's fragile hell, he bears like a snail his shell. Great cities far, far away, echo emptily by day, dance the dance of time's hard beat with his world beneath their feet. Day supplicates into a new night, shows him in a silent light, first son of the mighty sea who will bear, who will always be. Dawn's evangelistic reign buries the valleys again. Sacred Progress. In memory of Harry Jones, Pontnedd Fecan. In Wales the gods had set in concrete patterns of somnolence and innocence. Petty rules their Caesars hoarded, crushed the little people in narrow lines of thought and action. They scarred her with accent and attitude, blithe liars both, impediments as hard as coal and steel which bar her the way to constancy. Her son's blood splashing always on jagged edges. Across her face they stick to walls of stone and iron, their ruined stairs stilled in her hills. The self-imprisonment of beings that lithe as wolves had savaged her, with minds now numb and statuesque, each an acropolis under the fierce hammering of early winter rain, a bludgeoning castle of intruder stone about which man and brother squabble for succour and lie to the weary traveller. The waters have scattered in arid plains and towns, sterile from long argument with the featureless land they have carved for the intellect vast highways, their feet in chains. High above Thermopylae, the vicious eagles scream, and missiles darken the golden Parthenon's brow. Across the walls and broken stones, the winter slashes. Godhead is corrupt. The warlike machinery of man a century and the ruins of symmetry crowd at the lowering cloud, arid in the atom's awakening. They bent the backs of tiny relatives. Fugitives in monstrous galleries crawled like ants for betterment, ideals like lead. Strange in mode and purpose, they breathed filthily, the dusty entrails of the earth. Found the old war dog growling a hoarse familiar tune. In the black gutters of their hills, their day was night perpetually. For many a blackened Troy, the small ants scuttled, built the Titan's furnace on their shores, wrought weaponry for pointless wars, incestuous grumblings of their makers, obscure, terrible emperors of the Western world. Beyond the pillars, their labors of Hercules exploded in battle. Dreadnoughts from the land's hard guts gave to the sea incarnate savagery. Who are left undrowned astride skeletal rock, torn bare of trees and greenery, black with dust and gravity in the hidden sun? The ruin of mankind is devoid of pity. Whose epitaphs are coldly calculated, whose destiny is foreseen? They are Doric columns strewn on the ground in old Parnassus. Pits of black sludge, lumps of slag where once the pastures clawed, progenitors of childhood's visions vanquished. Here, broken on the walls that human faces made in unison, the telltale drops of moisture among the desert grains endeavor to embalm a golden age. The graves are set in concrete towns and cities. Here the collier's offspring wrestle, woven in history's labyrinths, wrought by platonic bureaucrats among corrupt professors, oozing days and clinging to the origin of the classes, their spring of knowledge that will never dry. Here among the mortar they will die. Slowly the golden sun's corona is pushed to darkness. The earth's wound gapes in the void. The round shield bears a savage scar. Alone on the horizon's line, the earth is a bloody grail. Night fires move and leave with the sun, promising with tomorrow a new age. Under the moon's pale aspect, I go home at end of day. Goethe Dämmerung's hour asks praise from setting. On the grey horizon drinks from the burning grail, the savage twilight burns and the great cold descends. The plough has broken its earth, to seed the stars in a great cold void, in which pain and guilt are dissolved. Black and light are harrowed together, the firmament is starred. Promise grasps the grail and drinks, for light through the black night and the day's great cities lie until dawn in unease. George and the Flagon. George now oozes years of academia and is languid as cigar smoke in his cups. That aromatic sheen, cold vortex, beckons to the used and servile forces, and the turgid elements are fused. They distort his time's horizon like the howling Irish sea, its landmark flown. Young time flowed from giving earth, water-bearing willow leaves. The boyish years were bent with gravity, though he envied the bright kingfisher. As it flashed to prey across his mind, true master of those elements. The years made a stoned and cold laboratory and have ossified his soul. Slabs of fishy flesh now gasp for air among retort stands that grasp their fill of water by the throat as languid George, befuddled, wakes then roars among the cataracts of hell. Sunset. Firmament, fervent traitor, bloods the day. Scars that were cut in morning's side have endured time like a squire on the dole. That half-known, half-tamed savage, black knight, has betrayed his age. For the sun no longer, young behind the plough, has watched the one he had always known so well build his jagged cities, plan his wars, ever thirsty, ever hating, ever frail, sucking poison from a dusty grail. Vessel of earth no longer smells of warmth and chivalry, Sir Percival of old, lie with the outcasts of the dirty city's night. Man, who left the field of old, is dying on a cloth of gold. I saw you old. Weak and uneasy, your very bones a burden, you thirst for release. Crawling, a snail bearing shells from the Somme, all around you fine showers of pearls have been thrown at mankind. Into the languages of his internal night they lie to your soul. Wolf glare among his many flocks, the dawn searches in sheep's clothing, but the morning light is silent. You swim weighed by many chains. Ancient creator, you once were light, where the pneumo was as common as dirt, strangling air and life with dust, sunshine with eternal rain. Ancient slave, administered by the filth around you, the cradle's black milk carve for us a sculpture that is complex and forlorn. Your blacker grave, your destiny is ours, footprints in our dawn. Dream elegy for human bondage. And the how dumb deed the cold hairs neck the world like an emis stain wags and the left, and my eerie memories fall like a yowden drift. Again and again, look to see again and again, past gaping teeth, jaw open, jaw shut, shut and open, over and over again. Rainstorms, years outside heard, still heard, jingle, jangle, jungle sound. Two mouths gaping, brute saying, four walls answer, beat around, look to see time, gone, gone past. Gone again, gone, gone again. Wave crash, clock tick, beating pendulum, pulling earth, beating again and over again. Heart and mouth, earth-boned, caged, look to see flames in eyes, fire smoking, clearing, look to see, through eyes not seeing, ears not hearing, don't hear, over and over, don't hear, look in eyes for death time coming, behind eyes may be light, dead black night hides nothing, shows the grey wet town, not there, gone, gone again. Hate. Tick, hate, talk, years beat, beat by, ears beaten to earth, beaten to crust, beaten to a melting rock, and here again, small man, mind a mock no thought, a mock in hate and echoing again and again, tick, tick, talk of clashing teeth, words fall dead to earth, falls the rain, grey, grey, old, thousand years of falling. Winds burn men who hate, and weave them into walls, and echo years of bitter words, words, teeth, clashing sound, noises, deep hatred. Music harks in cloisters, a plain song for pain. Echoes are golden in the grey day. Worlds are plain heard yesterday, which shakes with sound, shakes windows. In a dulling grey, winded day. Grey day, again grey again, and again grey. Thousand ticks make plain song, held in four walls, fingers point and shake. Clicking teeth and ticking flesh, grow fearful in the idol's cave. Man, molten earth, screams. Clock waits a while, waits, waits. Ticks on, and on again. Light dart on water, come and gone. Come and ever gone, come and gone again. Dance the sun-fluted fever. Silver dart, golden flute, do not hate, sing warm the day. Melted rock in bursting light that comes once in one place only, melts to water, pulled to sun, shaken stone is all the world, four walls fall to light and sound, cannot keep warring teeth. Jagged lands fall to sea. See seen again and again and again, fists pound rocks to atoms, worlds gape in open mouths, time returns to sea, in the mighty sun survives its agony. The Second Coming. And what beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born? Ugly is the sleet's edge that cuts this contemporary eve. Dirt thrown at the skin, the frail shield of this town on the doorstep of Christmas, out thrusts its beery head to ice and cold, to bellow at man and destiny, Come and partake of your pleasure. Wallowing on the pavement, old Christmas was a cradle. An infant on a coal black lap is now the roaring sea. He will awaken, quickly awaken, and cut at the night like a scythe, hammer back the frosty dikes of piety. The sea with net and legend partook, partook of the many grey fish that the waters bear, that he found there. Elegy, July 1982. Let peace bury the frivolity of war, mercifully spreading, yielding at the day's end to the great Atlantic sea. Let go the night, let it escape the day. Smooth editorial mornings, gossiping of the newly dead. Wales is always a wet day, a wilderness of rain for you now. Rainbow patterns, clouds, sweet-looking fields are drowned in sorrow. Poor and beat wings of dawn, wings of parliament, left and right in harmony, the cruel missiles scream. The Celtic White Horse. Briefly, in time's torrents, a white and eternal giant in the firefly light you are blinding. In modern man's minute domain, where history flickers to the sea, waters rush contrarily. White horse of Celtic time, hammered in the rock, an instant of sculpted fire, on the dark and ancient miles pound your hooves, peat flashes on the anvil among the ruins of culture and a stallion thunders. The canvas of the modern city is vulcanized, grey commercial beings are seared in a howling forge. Ancient freedoms and knowledge bear away the underling. Jim, with great respect and in memory. He was opaque and ordinary, was born of dignity and hope. Felix et regula, twin images of Zurich, faith and order. Two faces, ancient and cold Swiss stone, reflections on the Zurich sea. Is hanging on a cross beam, swinging on a hole in the garage floor, ambushed by black infinity, bounteous time is eternal. Shivering high on the Celtic Rhine is an anonymous Welsh speaker, labelled like that by strangers. He is older, much farther away than ever could be. Suddenly, an office, a clockwork box, purgatory, decorative chocolate, high on the Celtic spine of Tyricum. Is all of Jim, a memory. For Jim is a bit of old Cambrian news, an afterthought in Irchel and Difford, as fleeting and pointless as profit. Jim was found dead in his garage, you see, very early one morning. He died of anxiety. 2,000 winters deep in the packed alpine glaciers that tower over merchants, contemporaries confused in time's tramlines, he is dressed in finery, is cloaked purple-wreathed, is bronze and glittering gold, spiraling triskels in life's mighty furnace, is fierce and fiery. Irchel on high and Dufford gleam in the harvest of Celtic time, brilliant alpine oratory, towering land of the young. Jim became a stranger's tale, a monosyllable, for tourist consumption. Aber is not pronounceable and has wilted in the forging. The uni is administered and governed from afar, transmuted into bacon by landladies for visitors to sun, sea and scenery. The eternal stranger lies packaged for posterity, born to toil and remnant values. Son of dignity, the bearer of shields and hope the eternal provider eyes the horizon and yearns for the land of the young. The visitors despise abstraction and spiraling thought, no longer keep the tongue and blaze with random anger, detonated by a game of rugby. Their brilliant, blazing, aureal sun will never rise. There are fragments of magnificent light in farming talk, but lie buried in weeds that grow from a time that was resplendent, a time that steeled in starving winters, was generous, and wove into birth the fibers of a many-colored land. deeply carved with these triskels, and were caught and classified as disposables. When a technician is stamped as redundant, pointless egotism needs its human sacrifice. In a damp, eccentric town that bears no trace of finery, of what men should be about, nor of admonition from the old land. Cloaked in redundancy, but cold in ancestral land and its many saintly waves, he appeared unmoved. He was determined to. At the end of a boring week, he was sentenced to die. He had been profitable, and had brought amusement to visitors. Some, Welsh themselves, had toiled dutifully in his ancient piety, and he would die quietly. He was spared minutes of time as the sentence came, snipped from busy schedules. They, not he, wrote history. For the sake of decency, he would be given these minutes. This was necessary, apparently. His long silent winter, grains of ice now on frozen Cayuga, knew no greasy landladies, but was lighted by the very distant stars, roaring in time's winds. He would be, and yet not be, in crabbed and selfish Aber, an occasional memory, with the river in Glenaithram, that was filthy with tips that killed, and coloured with suffocating dust, wanton carnage, he would journey. There would be no diurnal sobriety, and no pretense to life without end at the age of 45. In the jungle of NYC, the wind cut him to pieces amid the crazed bullets of modernity. In the cold pre-dawn, when he was utterly alone, Etli, Tylo, and Tussil moved unseen in the poisonous eddies of time. Three saints moved silently. Three Welsh speakers, whispering anciently, had no property for rent or sale, but beckoned to time, greeted him as man. Imago hominis. He was a brilliant scribe and goldsmith again, of Columcille's scriptorium, weaving triskels. They greeted a man of great genius, who had wrought many an Ardach chalice and carved Glendalough. Full of courage, full of wisdom, these three had toiled in fields and knew the code of giving. They had hidden words and meters in remote hillsides, many needles for a cloth of gold. They greeted him as equal, no longer slave, and calmed time's roaring wave. Etli, the fiery eagle, glides high among times and brings truth to Duffet from the wild beehives of Skelling Fichel and its anchorite echoes of yesterday's beating waves. Thundering among the skies there speaks the truth that leaves drops of moisture on Etli's brow, corpuscular ineluctable beads of water binding earth to sea. Croeso adre, welcome home. You were butchered in howling deserts of small ambition. Here you are among us, and we will converse in our natural tongue. Our long day comprehends every second of its harmony, listens, absorbs our words. It moves among our fields, blistered with painful toil, as we swing the sharp scythe to succor winter with summer's hay, so that shivering calves live until spring and cycle time anew. Leave one more drop on the brow. In the pocket of the weary day, time gleans us words, syllables, golden hay. Leave us poetry. Croeso adre. The great Shire horse is wise with strength of 50 men, ploughs surely, furrows, arrows, even on the steepest valley sides. The emerald turns to bracken as we bargain with the soil that gave us words ourselves for toil. Tylo, the giver of warmth, cut peat and strata of years in the drifts and pits and storms of time, the great and enduring valleys. Tylo sparks the gleaming crystals and steam coal bursts into being, blazes into freedom. Colliery shotman, free, no slave, face death on a daily basis in the anonymous cloisters underground. Tylo greets him in the early dawn. Each element of 40 centuries is wrought in his greeting, elements that detonate to firestorms in the vacuous blackness of redundancy. Creative machinery is arranged in symmetry in the ordinary talk and cadence of two trudging colliers. From the caverns of night they bring light. From the gleaming seam Tylo blows away the form-stuffing bureaucrats and executioners. The relativistic sands of Aber's shifting beaches are ocean steps of howling hurricanes. The nucleus tears apart, A spiral of golden talk unwinds, and the pen wielders are hurled into cold void. Tylo warns him by the lucid fiery coal, and gives him back his soul. To Syl the thoughtful, shield of truth, is an intricate silence, his gaze a deep pool. He paints the rocky cruel land with harvest. His the burden of his nation's mind, slate lashed together by rain, the slaves of Gwynedd toiling. Tussil gives him profound dignity, in which faint words would be stones thrown into silence. They would reverberate like a steam hammer in the silent scriptorium of Iona. So silence is sufficient. Words would crush like a breaking sprag beneath a mile of rock. Tussil welcomes him with photons of light, with hope freely given, yet mined in monstrous cruelty. The new day arises and swirls on the axis of Tussil's vision. Crazed bureaucrats supplicate, trapped in their passing hours by lines of stony walls. They see only transiently. Bound by their own gravity, they ensure self-oblivion. They cannot hide their pitiless killing on highways of prosperity. NATO tornado claws them, the new eagle of Iriri. The paper said that the balance of his mind was disturbed. But Tussil weighs another lie, and adds a grain of eulogy to his harvest of mankind. I am free. Do not grieve for me, but for yourselves seek destiny. Great bars and walls of iron amid the savagery of warped time no longer impede. The generous people have found me in my solitude and great pain, and have given me the village of my youth, where life's scythe gives way to winter's food. Wisdom in the warm breeze is an eternity in the small fields of Wales. Flow upstream to the source of life, the source of twin progenitors, where the nucleus of a nation wells indestructibly. It is graceful and pristine, even in the ghastly grey pre-dawn. In the land of the young, his song is sung.